Welcome to KHC Podcasts, where we are here to help you manage your own health.
Hello, this is Dr. Reg McCauley here from Kerry Health Centre, and I am tasked to give you sort of a practical explanation of the Life Train programme. I've had a couple of goes at this podcast already, and I've realised that the explanation that I need to give you, which comes from where you are now to get you where you need to go, is actually called the Life Train programme, and I can't really summarise that, but I can encourage you to get yourself involved with it to see what benefits you can get from engaging with the Life Train programme. So the Life Train programme is essentially a whole distillation of ideas around the relationship between our pasts and how that affects our behaviours, sort of our muscle memories, about our feelings, about the impact that has on our thoughts. And the ultimate consequence of those thoughts is that sometimes they can be particularly sort of self-critical and gravitate towards more negative conclusions about ourselves and about defeat. And that all is all, believe it or not, perfectly normal. That's what happens in normal people's lives. So the Life Train programme is, now that this has happened, what are we going to do about it? And there's two things you can do. One is that you can keep yourself in secret or in silence or in disguise and suggest that it's going to get better by itself. The other alternative that you can do is you can get involved in our Life Train programme. So the Life Train programme, as I say, is a distillation of ideas around behaviour and feelings and thoughts. And the first most important thing that you do with the Life Train programme is that you participate with it, you read it, and you follow the instructions within the Life Train programme. When we started this off, we did some research on it and we compared it to other sort of forms of relaxation therapy, even Tai Chi at one point, would you believe? And we discovered that the engagement with the service is much more important. That if you read the Life Train programme or engage with the Life Train programme or actually get bored with the Life Train programme to a point, then in actual fact you do overcome barriers and you can get an understanding and you can notice that in actual fact that yes, the Life Train programme applies to you. The more of it that you do, the more you understand it, the more you realise that it does apply to you. And as it applies to you, then it increases the opportunity for you to then break the cycle, to break the habits of your life by doing little small, what would appear to be largely inconsequential things. And then as a direct result of engaging in that, you discover that you're not tortured with the same sorts of thoughts as you had before. It doesn't necessarily mean that your life is going to go swimmingly and that you're going to win the pools every weekend. But what will happen is that you're less inclined to spend the time in those tortured areas where you've traditionally given yourself a hard time or where your vulnerabilities have essentially been exploited by your thoughts. So engaging with the Life Train programme is really important. As I say, we found that when people were doing it initially, and we were very old-fashioned in those days, that you can really read it, you can listen to it. If you read it 8 times or more, and some people find that they had to read it up to 20 times, then eventually what would leak out of this is an awareness that in actual fact you're not, maybe not so different as everyone else, and that your body is and your thoughts are behaving like everyone else's. So that's the first message. The second message is that ultimately Life Train is a management of change program. It allows you to take control of your life by making changes, and it gives you the sorts of ideas and areas where you can make those changes. And those are all sort of internal tiny adjustments that you make to how it is that you treat yourself and treat others. And within this there is a bunch of skills, and these skills are very common to all sorts of psychological therapies, and they are things like behavioural awareness, emotional regulation skills, interpersonal effectiveness skills, acceptance skills, mindfulness skills, and the skill of distress tolerance, which is often very important. So there's a bunch of skills within the Life Train programme which are things that we're trying to make you aware of, and you're not quite sure which one you need to use until you know what it is that the Life Train programme is. And my preference is that you do that in another podcast where I will try my best in order to relate to you what the Life Train programme is and how you then engage with it. So this is really just to encourage you that if you're going to do the Life Train programme, stick with it. Do it to the point of boredom. Act on trust on the basis that We've used this program in lots and lots and lots and lots of people's lives, and I'm hoping that ultimately what we'll get is a few of those people will actually contribute to our podcast to give shortcuts and maybe less academic, or maybe a bit more believable, or resonate with the experiences of others, because they're actually real people doing real things, and we're hoping to engage you in the process yourself. So people generally come to participate within a mental health services in Kirail Centre. Usually they're not coming to see me because at the end of the day they've heard that I am the Wizard of Oz, or that this is such a wonderful programme, or that they're going to benefit from that. People are usually coming with a feeling of defeat, or of humility, or of criticism or failure. And rather than coming along skipping up the path, they're coming up and avoiding the consultations. They don't want to do it. They feel this is an admission of defeat, that there's nothing they can do for them. So defeat breeds, in all those sets of circumstances, defeat. So by the time a person gets to the doors of Kirail Centre and gets access to this, where we are now, considering access to a mental health programme, this is an act of courage. This is, for the first time ever, the opportunity to do something about it. You can neither remain defeated and believe that what it is happening in your head is inevitably and ultimately true, or that in actual fact that what it is that happens in your head can be manipulated or moulded or managed in some way to produce better outcomes. It won't make you perfect, but it will make what it is that's going on in your head a whole lot easier to carry around. So congratulations for at least getting this far and listening to this. I would encourage you to stick with it. Out of an act of faith, don't let defeat darken your horizons or blur your vision in some way, because that's what it does. But don't let it happen. Stick with what it is. Try and do the program as best you possibly can, and I guarantee you, you will definitely get a benefit from it.